The real wealthy ones are those who do not have much but are happy with what they have. Tinwist pa ng konti yun. The real wealthy are those who don't have much but who need the least. Ang ganda nga naman, pero pag susuriin mo, pwedeng maging alibay, pwedeng maging dahilan kung bakit hindi natin trabahuhin, hindi natin paglaanan ng plano or disiplina ang mga bagay na gusto natin. Di ba ang daling sabihin, hindi ko kailangan yan eh, kaya hindi ko kaya. Hello mga ka-RFF, this is again Rex Mendoza from Ramper Financials. I hope you're all doing well. I'd really like to take on a topic head-on for this video. Money cannot buy you happiness. We hear this many times from Filipinos, friends, family. And that's the reason why many of us actually don't give a lot of importance to money. Now don't get me wrong, I know that there are a lot more things more important than money. However, belittling it or taking it on the side and not making it a focus at times can also lead to problems. Remember, money is not technical. It is behavioral. Know-how is easily trumped by what we do and how we do things. And this is the reason why many Filipinos probably have an abundance of money problems. It's not an abundance of money, it's an abundance of money problems because it is not viewed in the right perspective. But let's forget the fancy cars, big houses, great trips. It's really the function money plays in our lives and how it gets to contribute to life satisfaction. Money certainly cannot buy you happiness, but it can put you in a situation where you have better chances of being happier in your life, being more satisfied with what you do. And this is what we're going to be taking on today. The real building blocks, principles, and concepts about money mindsets.
Hindi ba ang dalas natin naririnig ang mga pananilitang ito? Pera lang yan. Hindi importante yan. Madaling kitain yan. Alam mo, ang mayayaman, kinaiinggitan lang. Hindi minamahal. Alam niyo, I don't have anything against these quotes. But the important thing is this. Pag ginamit nyo na sila to justify yung mga bagay na ginagawa natin na hindi tama about money. Yes, when we use these quotes as a cop-out to get away from the responsibility and most importantly, the accountability. Alam nyo, hindi pa nga masyadong matindi yung mga quotes na yun eh. Ito, napakagandang quote nito. Nakita ko ito sa Facebook.
The real wealthy ones are those who do not have much but are happy with what they have. Tinwist pa ng konti yun. The real wealthy are those who don't have much but who need the least. Ang ganda nga naman, pero pag susuriin mo, pwedeng maging alibay, pwedeng maging dahilan kung bakit hindi natin trabahuhin, hindi natin paglaanan ng plano or disiplina ang mga bagay na gusto natin. Di ba ang daling sabihin, hindi ko kailangan yan eh, kaya hindi ko kaya. Kaya minsan, alam nyo, ang importante is how we look at these values and belief systems and how they impact our behavior. So let's make sure we have the right amount of discipline and responsibility and let's be accountable with the way we handle money. I will share with you this study done by John Michael Hachimowitz. Alam nyo, kasali siya sa Organizational Behavior Unit ng Harvard Business School. At hindi lang siya. Meron siyang mga colleagues na isinama from the University of Southern California at ng Columbia Business School. Now, itong studying ito, itong research na ito, ginawa sa Amerika. Pero alam nyo, talagang applicable na applicable. And I say with all certainty na talagang ang mga resultang yon akmang-akma pa rin sa ating mga Pilipino. They have three major findings in that study. Number one, that money reduces stress. Paano ka magiging masaya kung stressful ang buhay mo? So kung ang pera pala nagpapababa ng stress, maybe you have a good chance for happiness. At alam niyo ang tindi ng studying yun. Kasi it proves
na mayaman o mahirap man daw tayo, the frequency of exposure to distressful events is the same. Pare-pareho daw po mayaman o mahirap nagkakaroon ng tinatawag na stressful events in their lives. Interestingly, it was made clear daw that having money reduces the experience of intense stress. So kung pare-pareho tayong may frequency ng exposure sa stressful events, ang pagkakaroon daw ng pera, nagpapababa ng negative intensity. So ang ibig sabihin daw, pag may income ang tao, mas mataas kumita, the intensity of negative stress goes lower. So frequency, pareho. Pero pag may pera ka, the negative intensity is lower. Second, having more money daw brings better control. And more control can reduce stress. Kasi alam nyo, alam natin yan. Minsan, ang pera nagiging solusyon. Let me give you this scenario. Umuulan, pauwi ka, naghihintay ka ng masasakyan. Para dun sa talagang sobrang walang pera, abay kailangan ka maglakad. Mauulanan ka. Dun sa may perang pang jeep o pang bus lang, maghihintay ka ng jeep o bus. Eh pero kung walang dumadaan or kung pagdaan man, punong-puno na, wala ka pa rin opsyon. Pero pag may konti kang pera, di ba, pwedeng mag-taxi or grab. O di ba, parang nagkaroon ka na ng control sa senaryo mo. Hindi ka na masyadong helpless. Abay, paano naman yung may sasakyan, hindi ba? So you can now drive your car home and you will have exposure to less stress because you can be in better control. Pero syempre, nandyan pa rin ang traffic. Nandyan pa rin ang iba't ibang driver na nakikipag-git-gita. Sabi, stressful din yan. So lamang yung may driver, nakaupo siya sa likod, nanonood siya ng YouTube, Rumber Financials Channel, ka-RFF pala. O di ba, less stressful. Makakarating ka ng bahay na hindi ka stressed, hindi ka nainis sa traffic, at sa kabastusan ng ibang driver. Money brings that control that brings down the potential negativity of stress. Kaya, mas madaling maging happy. Last but not least, clear na clear daw sa study yun that having money leads to greater life satisfaction. It's not about the fancy cars, the big house, or maybe the grand vacations. Pero alam niyo daw, pag mas mataas ang income mo, pag mas marami kang income sources, the same experiences of life can take another level. Kasi pwedeng magbabakasyon ka, pero di ba, ibang-iba yung bakasyon mo pag may pera ka. Iba ang nararating mo, iba ang kakainin mo, iba ang eksperyensya mo. Alam nyo, kitang-kita natin to when we're part of a tour, di ba? Kasi makikita nyo talagang merong nagtitipid pa rin in the process at meron naman talagang naglalaan ng tinatawag na funds for them to experience what needs to be experienced. In the same study, tinruwebahan din nila why money matters. Alam nyo ba, ang nadiskubre nila, karamihan daw pala ng tao, mayaman man o mahirap, ang unang tinatakbuhan in times of stress and need for money would be friends and family. Klaro yan ha, maging mayaman daw tayo o mahirap tayo, ang una nating lalapitan, kaibigan at pamilya. Ito rin ang nagdadala nung tinatawag na concern at premise. Kasi pag lagi tayong lumalapit sa pamilya at kaibigan, medyo nahihiya daw tayo. There is such a thing as a shame game. Kasi alam ng sosyedad na meron tayong problema at tayo ang may dahilan ng problemang yun. It is our fault. And because it is our fault, kadalasan, pag dumadami na ang stressful events, pinipigil na natin ang sarili natin sa paglapit sa kaibigan at pamilya. Nahihiya na tayo, o di ba? Ganyan ang mga Pilipino eh. At dahil dyan, hindi mo lalapatan ng lunas ang problema. Itatabi mo siya, hoping that it will resolve itself. Kasi nahihiya ka eh. Whereas people who have the abundance, people who have high income, will certainly see that most times, money is the solution. Nagkakaroon ng paraan dahil may access sila sa resources dahil mas marami silang pera. Alam nyo, These are the important reasons why money matters. And that is the reason why karamihan po, unfortunately, ng taong naghihikahos o taong nangangailangan ay lalo pang lumulubog. Sabi nga nila, pag wala kang pera, parang mas malas ka pa eh. So pag nagkukulang ka, mas lalong dumadami ang dagok ng buhay. And you know why this is true? Because the lack of money brings forth three things. One, lower job performance. Pag stressed ka, marami kang iniisip na problema dahil kulang ka ng pera, you cannot perform on the job dahil may kabigatan ang puso mo at tulero ang utak mo. Second, alam nyo daw, yung kakulangan din ng pera at pananalapi also leads to faulty decisions. Lalo kang nagkakamali sa mga desisyon mo dahil nga stressed ka at kulang ka sa pera. Money can bring forth certain solutions. Mas open ang perspective mo into many alternatives. And worst of these three factors, worst of these three, is the fact that the lack of money also leads to poor relationships. Tama po yan. Alam natin, ang pagmamahal sa isa't isa, sa pamilya, sa ating partner, very important. Pero pag lagi tayong gipit, lagi tayong stressed, hindi natin masisisi ang marami na mag-regret of being in that same position, mag-regret being in that relationship, at magsisihan din sa isa't isa. So, again, for us at Rapper Financials, we know that this study is true. It is bringing forth some realizations that goes against the grain. Kaya po talagang kami, kailangan pagtuunan namin ng pansin ang aming objective, which is to help more people get into their responsible path towards abundance and prosperity. I guess the most important solution to all this is our simple steps to wealth creation. Alam niyo po, napaka-importante to number one, expand our earning potential. Get ourselves into better options for gaining income. Hindi lang po dapat sapat ang iisang trabaho. Dapat maghanap tayo ng ways para magkaroon tayo ng tinatawag nating side hustles para kumikita tayo sa iba't ibang paraan. Pangalawa, dapat po nagtatabi tayo and we make money work for us. So as we expand our earning potential, we also lower our spending by maintaining a lifestyle that is lower than our income. So lagi pong mas mababa sa ating kinikita ang ating lifestyle. So ano mangyayari? Yung number three naming step, di ba? Because mataas ang iyong income at mas mababa ang iyong expenses, ano mangyayari? You can accumulate and grow what you can keep. Yung diferensya pwede nating i-invest at ang investment nagke-create ng another income stream. And if the cycle goes on, you're on your pathway to abundance. But you have to do it with purpose. Lagi pong with purpose yan. Kasi kung wala kang purpose, walang big dream, ika nga, you're not going to be motivated to do this on a consistent and constant basis. And lastly, you have to enjoy the process. Siyempre po, pag-enjoy natin yung process, lalo nating gagawin, lalo nating pagbubutihin. I hope this video was relevant to many of you. I hope it gave you a bit of inputs that will make you become more committed to your financial journey. A financial journey of discipline, responsibility, and most importantly, accountability. Ito po uli si Rex Mendoza ng Rapper Financials. I hope you like this video. Subscribe to our channel if you're not yet a subscriber. And share this with family and friends who you think will learn much from it and might possibly change their lives for the better. Maraming salamat po. Until the next video, blessings always.